a new government, of which Ito was a member, was eager for Japan to join the Brotherhood of Nations. And then Ito thanked the guests for their support in what he described as, quote, putting in motion such reforms and improvements as shall place us upon a footing equal to the best of nations. Now, as a scholar who specializes in Japanese history and culture, I find Ito's speech fascinating for many reasons. And one of those reasons will probably surprise you, because when I read Ito's account, what I find most striking is that, well, it's just wrong. And I'm thinking especially about his idea that Japan had been isolated for most of its history. And while that idea may be familiar to many Westerners, the trouble is, it's not true. Now, to be fair, Ito was offering a reasonably accurate description of his own experiences. In fact, in Ito's childhood, Japan was isolated. His was the first generation in centuries to travel freely around the world, learning about foreign